Let's talk about trust. And we are a trusting people. When we drive on the 5, we trust that other drivers will stay on their side of the line. And that's sometimes a lot of trust, especially when we trust a doctor's diagnosis. And more importantly, we trust they know what they're doing in the operating room. Soldiers go to war trusting that they're trusting their comrades with their lives. Now, we form a special relationship with those we trust. Children in a good home learn the importance of being trustworthy. I always told my kids, you don't want to lose my trust, because once lost, it's hard to get back. Trust is a firm belief or a confidence in a person or a situation that a positive outcome will happen. We trust or believe the person will do the right thing. We often base our trust on past experiences or evidence that we can rely on. A broken trust can break somebody's heart or scar a person's way of thinking. Being trusted is a privilege we earn, and we should never take for granted. Now, some people think hope and trust are the same thing, but they're not. Hope refers to a positive and optimistic state of mind or emotion. It involves a desire or an expectation for good to happen. Hope motivates us and comforts us because it focuses on the possibility of a constructive outcome. In Greek mythology, when Pandora opened the box and all the evil went all over the world, one thing remained in the box, and that was hope. Unlike trust, hope springs eternal. Now, much of our faith relies on our trusting God. Because we trust God, we believe things will work out. But God is not in our lives because we trust. God is in our lives because God loves us. God is ever faithful. Therefore, we can trust that God's love will give us the strength and the grace that we can solve our problems. We trust that God's love will help us hold on until storms in our lives pass. Let's talk about Jacob. Okay. I love the Hebrew Testament. For me, it's like watching As the World Turns. I mean, really. Today's story is a regular soap opera. How untrustworthy is Laban? Jacob worked 7 years to marry Laban's daughter, Rachel, the love of his life. On the wedding night, Laban switched daughters, and Jacob married Rachel's sister, Leah, instead. I imagine it must have been really dark, or Jacob was really drunk not to notice. Eventually, Jacob married Rachel, you know, after 7 more years of work, and together they fulfilled God's promise, and Jacob became the father of many nations. Jacob trusted the covenant God made with him. Now, it's all about, the letter to the Romans is all about trust. The letter to the Romans assures us that all things work together for good for those who love God. If God is for us, if God loves us, if we belong to God, who could possibly be against us? But that does not mean that everything's going to turn out how and when we want it. These occasions test our trust in God. The letter to Romans also states that nothing can separate us from the love of God. God will never pull away from us. But do we separate ourselves from God. When things go badly and we feel mistreated because evil seems to be winning, do we trust God's love or do we turn away? We have all had Jacob-like moments when we look and ask God, what is going on? What is happening? Hopefully, our trust and our love are more substantial than any doubt that we could have. Now, the most significant promise Jesus made that we wholeheartedly trust is that of heaven and everlasting life. We get a lot of heaven is like. Heaven is like yeast, heaven is like this, heaven is like that. And most of us, but we believe in heaven, everything's going to be perfect. Most of us happily anticipate being reunited with those we love. But others want questions answered about good and evil. I have heard people tell me, when I get to heaven, first thing I'm going to do is ask God why life had to be so difficult, why bad things happen to good people. They seem to forget that the most essential thing about heaven is being with Jesus Christ in all his heavenly glory. Perhaps once we're held in his heavenly embrace, this is how I see it, the answer to any question really doesn't matter anymore. Now, I've talked about trusting God, but we need to remember that God puts his trust in us. Instead of wondering what heaven will be like when we die, instead of lamenting that life is so hard, why don't we work to make heaven on earth? Our loving Creator has put his trust in us to do precisely that. You and I, we're the physical hands and heart of God here on earth. Our faith calls us to love, to forgive, and heal all our brothers and sisters, just not those we like or those who look like us. Nothing less is acceptable. We may struggle with this heavenly mission, but with God, nothing is impossible. God trusts that we will follow Jesus' example of tenderness and acceptance. Let the world know by our words and our action how God's divine love and trust in us is beyond all understanding. Because of us, no one should have to wait for heaven to experience the love of God. Amen.